Podcast Network Asia.
Hey guys, I'm Edric.
I'm Joy.
Welcome to Family Unboxed. In this show, we talk about everything family. We talk about the light stuff, the fun stuff, and even the controversial stuff, because our goal is to help see families changed and the world changed one family at a time.
So in a positive way.
Yes, in a positive and good way.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to
Family Unboxed.
We are sharing another podcast to you all. And, you know, the substance of this one today has everything to do with... Go ahead, baby.
Well, many of you may not know, or maybe some of you know this already, but our family survived COVID, and it was our entire household, not just Edric and myself, but our six kids, as well as our household help. So it was quite an ordeal, and we wanted to share with you guys how we survived it and what were the things that were very helpful and some of the things maybe to avoid as well. As we know, we're still in the middle of this pandemic and people are still getting COVID. So we thought that this could be an encouragement for you guys and you could come away with some practical tips. And we've invited our four out of six kids to be here because our oldest is doing some work and our baby is obviously too young. So we've got the four that are sandwiched in the middle to help us today. Right, kids?
Yes.
So this is like some practical tips, but also some life lessons, right? That is also powerful to hear from the kids. So who's going to go first, baby?
Well, I think first we can premise it or we can just kind of give them an idea of what happened. So back in September, this was like the going into the second week of September, we woke up one morning to do our regular exercise and most of us, except for Edric, were feeling so down and really weak. We still pushed through with the exercise, but by midday we were crashing. Like we were so ridiculously tired. And some of the kids started to develop headaches, sore throats. And I was dealing with so much fatigue. And I started to develop a cough as well in the next few days. Since we felt unusually fatigued, we decided to get tested. And we thought, okay, let's just test one of us because one of our friends said, I'll bring over an antigen test. And if one of your kids is positive, it's likely
most
that,
likely.
Yeah, because you're all manifesting symptoms and similar symptoms. So that's what happened. So we tested Titus and he was the volunteer for all of us. He's our third son.
And he was the one that was really feeling weak. And
yeah, he had probably the most symptoms. So he tested positive. And so we were like, okay, we have to quarantine ourselves. This means that most of us, if not all of us, already have it. And Edric was like the last man standing because even Kaylee, although she didn't have a fever, she was not acting herself. She was fussier than usual. Her eyes started to get watery and red. And when we officially tested on a Sunday, we all tested positive. Right? Except for you, honey, because you were
still... That was still an antigen.
That was... Yeah, we all tested because we were all symptomatic. So we decided to test with the antigen.
And everyone was positive except me and Tiana.
Yes. But you guys got...
Tiana felt it the next day.
Yeah.
She joined the bandwagon. I was good for a week.
And then when you took your RT-PCR, you were positive.
When I... Yes. So, and after a week of being strong and feeling like, wow, you know, this is going to be the story, right? That... Family gets it. I'm okay. So I was able to kind of help out a little bit and isolate myself. But I started feeling it as suddenly as they also experienced.
Yeah, it was
right?
Like overnight.
After lunch,
yeah.
I suddenly felt a crash and literally crashed that night. And that was it. I got tested the next day. I got tested.
About 2 days later.
2 days later, but assumed that I had it. And sure enough. Thankfully, the local government sent over a team to test and I was positive, full RT-PCR. And that's when I started, you know.
And we knew for sure that we had it because we all lost our sense of taste and smell. And we had all the classic symptoms. So one of the things that we decided to do was, since we all had it, we decided we would not isolate from one another. Now, obviously, this is not something that every household can do. Because if you have people with comorbidities, this may not be ideal. But in our case, since our kids are still young, Edric and I are by God's grace, you know, we don't have comorbidities. We decided that myself and the kids would not isolate from each other. Edric kind of stayed isolated downstairs as much as possible. But for the rest of us, we didn't isolate from one another. So kids, how did this help you? Maybe one of you can share how not isolating from each other was actually helpful. Eden?
And on a very practical note, the doctor's advice was, even if we're not isolated, we need to wear masks so that the viral load, because each person's capacity will be different, right? So at the first knowledge of it, there was that even when we're together, there were masks and, you know, it wasn't like we were completely reckless and just doing things normally with each other, especially in that 1 week. I was literally away from them in a different room, etc. So what helped, as Mom was saying, in those moments where we weren't separately staying, instead we were still engaging each other, or you were still engaging each other. Go ahead.
Yeah. Eden. So hello, I'm Eden. And yeah, as my parents were saying, of course, we weren't always continually exposed to each other, like not always all in the same room. But, you know, going through this sickness together, what really helped is we experience it with each other. Each of us each had our own different symptoms. But, you know, just going through it together and being by each other's sides really helped. And I think it would have been a lot more different if we hadn't gone through that, being with each other.
Because I think there was that, you felt like, okay, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We're all going to look out for each other. In fact, Eden, he was great because he would set out the pills. He would help me to make sure that all the kids took their protocols.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
Because I had to take care of everybody. So yeah. He would be the one to kind of police his brothers, especially, and make sure that they took the protocol. And what else? Do you want to add anything, Eden?
I think that's it. That was really the main factor. You know, it was really encouraging because we were by each other's sides. And I think that's a big factor that helped.
Yeah, now, there will be some life lessons we'll get from you in a little bit. But let's ask the other kids. Hey, kids. So we'll ask
Titus. I want to ask Titus what the hardest part of it was for him. Because let's be realistic. I think Titus had the biggest scares. So Titus, why don't you share what was hardest for you?
What was the scare first? Share with everybody.
So maybe my scare was when I felt like it was hard for me to breathe already. Like it was getting tight. So yeah, that was like my scare.
And you talked to Mom and you said...
And your oxygen levels dipped down too.
They did dip,
They would keep fluctuating. Like it would go up and then it would go down.
Yeah, where did it dip down to? For yours, it dipped down to what?
80 something,
even.
And you're laughing now, but
I'm
really
only laughing
Joy
now
was
because
not
I was worried back then. But what we did was when his oxygen would dip down to the 80s, I would recheck and retest, and then I would ask him, "Okay, Titus, let's see if you can keep it in the higher 90s by breathing deeply for at least a minute." And we would do that regularly because I was most concerned about him because his oxygen was the only one really fluctuating between all of us. But praise God, you know, he made it through. And I was just closely monitoring his oxygen and also consulting with a doctor. And the great thing was we had friends who had oxygen tanks on standby in case.
That will be one of the life lessons we share.
In case we needed to access those things. But praise God, we didn't need it. There was one incident where he did have an allergic reaction to pollen while he was battling COVID. And that's what he was talking about. Felt like his throat was closing up. So I was consulting a doctor, and this is so important. You need to have a doctor that you're consulting with. It can be teleconsult.
One primary one, because you'll get so many different pieces of advice, especially this time.
Yes.
Right?
So you need
someone
to
you trust.
You need to pick the doctor that you're going to be consulting with and follow their advice. Mm. So my doctor told me, give him an antihistamine right away. And I think I gave him two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that helped you, right? So that was Titus. And I think that we can ask Tiana now. Tiana, what was hardest for you? Did you have any fears? Were you worried about anything when you had COVID? Can be honest.
Well, I was a little bit worried when I found out that my mom was just laying down in bed and she looked very like she didn't want to do anything. She looked very tired. And I was so scared. And also, I was also worried about my siblings and what will happen to them. But eventually, I trusted in God and prayed a lot.
What made you decide to trust in God?
Well, reading the Bible. And also, my dad would tell me about, like, special verses that he would tell me to read that would comfort me.
What was the chant that we had?
Do not fear, for Jesus is here.
Wow, very good, darling. And that, did that help you?
Yes.
Yeah?
In fact, I want to ask you, babe, what was that main verse that you shared with all of us that was of great, great comfort that God gave to you and spoke to you? And I remember you would be, you know, you would be talking to us from your bed while we were at the door. Because you started to get sick as well. And you made us still do our family devotion night. And you said, okay, kids, we're going to memorize this together. And it's in Isaiah. And
what Isaiah was that 26.
Isaiah
26:14 that says, he will keep in perfect peace those whose trust is in you and those whose thoughts are fixed on you. So the key there is being able to put our trust, not so much, of course, we will look to doctors and medicine and things we will do within our control, but ultimately our trust is in God, right? So we don't get concerned. And the second part is we fix our thoughts on him instead of thoughts of what could happen and all the fear and worry and all those things. So that became our verse, remember? That was our verse. You guys remember that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask Catalina now, because Catalina, you were so adorable. Do you remember when you first started to feel badly? What did you do? Because we didn't know we had COVID yet, right? And so what did you do?
I wrote a note that I put on paper.
And?
I put, like, I feel sick. I feel like I have COVID-19.
And you slipped it under mommy's door because I was having a meeting that time, right? Online.
How are you feeling?
But what were you thinking when you were?
Yeah, when you thought that you had COVID, what were the feeling? What were the things you were feeling in your body?
I was feeling sick. Like, also, I had a headache. So, yeah.
Did it feel like other sicknesses you had before? Or was it different?
Not so bad, but I also felt really tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Matthew.
Then Mark.
And Bethel here. Kailangan mo ba ng fresh and healthy take on life?
Listen to our podcast where we talk about topics that help you become a better, wiser, and stronger person.
The Grody Podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this podcast.
So then you're like, this might be COVID. That's why you wrote that.
But why did you think it was COVID
instead
of like another kind of sickness?
Because honestly, I just want to say this. It's like, it's a different sickness that I had from the other sicknesses that I had.
So you really did feel like there was something different about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you even drew a face.
Yeah.
What did the face look like?
Like a sick face, like
with the tongue sticking out, right? So at first, Joy was just like, "Here she goes. She might be exaggerating this."
Yeah.
Right? Because Catalina is our very passionate baby. She feels things very strong, and she expresses herself very strongly, like her father, very intense.
Because that was the same day we were all feeling weak, but we still had commitments that we had to get done. But you know, Catalina slipped me that note. And at first I was laughing when I saw it because it was so cute. But then I was like, wait a second. What if this is COVID? Because I'm not feeling great. Also, I felt terrible. And so that was when we tested Titus. Thanks for sharing, Catalina.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Let's go to the life lessons.
Right. But before that, I just wanted to say, so let's just summarize the practical stuff. So first, you need to consult with a doctor as soon as possible. Because with COVID, you need to attack it right away. What happens if you make assumptions like, well, this could just be a normal flu or maybe a normal sore throat? We've heard of terrible cases where it escalates so badly for certain people that it gets to the point where they need to be hospitalized, need to be intubated, and some of them don't make it. So what you want to do is attack it right away. When you start to feel like you're getting a sore throat or you're getting a headache, and since the chances of us getting COVID these days is pretty high because it is circulating, then just assume that it could be COVID and start treating it like that. So we started to take antiviral medicine. I had a doctor who was able to prescribe a protocol for me. And if you want to check it out, it's actually on my Facebook page, Teach With Joy. I pinned the video on top so that people can access the same medicines. But this really helped. They're FDA approved and they really helped our family. And we started taking the protocol religiously right away, not skipping any time slots, because we had to take it 3 times a day to make sure that we were on a strict schedule with the protocol. And honestly, there were certain times where Elijah, our oldest, would be like, wait a second, did I take my medicine? I'm not sure if I took my medicine. And that would drive me a little bit.
He would ask you.
I'd be like, yeah, Elijah, you know, please. And he, because of that, there were times when he actually struggled more than our other kids. Like, he developed a cough like I did. I think because I was older than my children, I actually had a bad cough. And so what also helped me was to do the steam inhalation. That really helped. And I would put salinized, you know, water inside my steam inhalation, and that would clear up my lungs. And then we accessed a home service x-ray through this company called High Precision, and they came over. It was a little more expensive, but I think it was worth it because we didn't want to go out and expose others, and we were too weak anyway to go out. But they were able to schedule the home service x-ray just to give us peace of mind. And thank God, you know, our lungs were clear. But I honestly think that it was because we addressed it sooner rather than later. And it could have escalated for us as well. But by God's grace, you know, we were able to make it past the 10th, the 11th, the 12th day. And that was the goal for us. We were taking it one day at a time, and we wanted to make sure we made it past the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th day, when they say the disease can really take a turn for the worst. So we weren't trying to be presumptuous. We were trying to do our part to the best of our ability. But at the same time, we were just trusting God each day to make it through that day. And I think, Edric, you want to share some of the insights that God spoke to you during this time.
The life lessons, right? And we'll go around and maybe wrap up our time with you guys, just talking about the life lessons, because the practical things are good. But, you know, as we know, it really is case to case. And on that same note, the other practical things we did around that, on top of the protocols, which Joy said, would be things like for headaches, right? The helpers had massive headaches. I had massive headaches on day one when I first felt the symptoms. So I took paracetamol. That was very helpful. To get some rest, some people, I tried melatonin. It didn't really work. But when I stopped doing that, you know, it actually made me sleep better. So find out what helps you get rest, because rest is key. And if you have headaches, you want to address each symptom separately, right? It's not like one concoction will address everything you're feeling. So having the less headaches and better sleep was clearly helpful in giving better rest. So look to those things. Another thing that helped us, because the insight we got was, you know, COVID primarily attacks the lungs. So we had this Linghua tea, which was given, and we would take that
lung tea.
Yeah, lung tea. That I think that was a contributing factor, because it did kind of clear a lot of things. And there was a lot of meals that helped me that were warm meals. You know, we had a lot of bone broth meals, you know, like nilaga, tinola, you know, where have these things. Which are very basic foods that don't have so many complexities that actually help digestive system and our body feel better. And then one last practical tip that helped me, because I realized it was a lung focus, is a tip that a friend gave, where you do these breathing exercises for your lungs to strengthen them, where you inhale. So over a several cycles, you can go inhale and you count slowly up to 6. And then when you hit 6, you hold it for 10. Oh, sorry, you count slowly for 10, and then you hold for 6, and then you exhale slowly for another 10. So you keep doing that, so to strengthen your lungs. And you want to do this with your body lying flat on a bed, right? So that your posture is downwards, and then you breathe. So what I would do is I would lie down flat on the bed, but my head was extended past the bed's edge so that my face isn't on the mattress, obviously, right? So I would do that every day also to strengthen my lungs when I found out about that principle. So these are just some practical things. We're not saying that this, if you take all of these things, it'll help you, but this definitely helped us. So the key is, on a practical note, go to a doctor you can trust, right? And even as you're doing the practical things like that, talking to a doctor, remember that verse. That's really what took us through. And there was another verse that is now part of my life lesson. So here's life lesson number one, right? The experience of COVID as a family, just like many other challenging moments, is a teachable moment. So we use this time as a family to learn, you know, in a very special way, the things that we might have already known about God, but of course, in the context, made them so much more heightened. For example, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, a joyful heart is good medicine. So if there was any time we needed good medicine, it was obviously when we experienced this, you know, life-threatening virus that is affecting many people in the world. So how did we apply that? As a family, I'll ask the kids, how did we try and apply this? Now, I want to be very sensitive and careful. It wasn't like, you know, we belittled it. It wasn't like, you know, we didn't treat it with, you know, the importance and urgency it needed, right? And we explained that on a practical note. But we wanted to make it a teachable moment, and we wanted to make our spirits were properly aligned, right? So that's what we tried to do. So kids, let's talk about who wants to go first. Caddy, want to come first? Come on. How did we apply having a joyful heart during the time of COVID? Go ahead, Kat. What do you remember?
I think I remember, like, when we had a swab test, we weren't so scared. We were actually, I was actually crying a lot because I didn't want to get it because I was really scared because it hurts when it goes up your nose. But then I trusted because my dad also kind of helped me. So, yeah.
What about when we did that game, the tasting game?
And that's the boys, right?
Yeah, oh, I think Titus right. can talk about that.
Okay, Titus, yeah. Go ahead, Titus.
So what's the question again?
Joyful. How did we have a joyful heart?
How we tried to also try have fun to, and make each other laugh.
How did we try to make the experience something that was pleasant as opposed to unpleasant, right? Because we did our part to be responsible about fighting it. We prayed to God. We trusted Him. We did the protocols. But we wanted to make our attitudes right and our spirits right. So when the Bible says a joyful heart is good medicine, how do we try to be joyful? How do we try to still make the experience pleasant as a family?
So, yeah, one of them was when, because we couldn't taste or really smell anything, we did this food test. You have to figure out what food it is.
But how,
like, you're blindfolded,
there you
so
go.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
But you can only feel the texture really in your mouth.
And you boys created that game amongst yourself, right?
Yeah.
The taste test. So was that fun?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So who else wants to share? Yes, Tiana.
Hung out.
Yeah, we hung out. Say that, share that.
Hung out like with board games and play lots of stuff as a family.
Marhaba, I'm Jerick.
And I'm Apple. And we're from the Langa Speaks podcast.
Coming to you all the way from Dubai.
Yalla, join us as we talk about family,
faith,
and everything in between.
We're brought to you by Podcast Network Asia to remind you
na palangga ka sa Diyos.
Yeah, more than our usual, yeah. Right? Because we had the less, we obviously could not literally go anywhere. Honey, Tiana wants to say something. Go ahead, Tiana.
Well, I was going to say something similar to Titus. We also still spent time with each other and we still had lots of fun, even though, because we were with each other most of the time.
Actually, we watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
We don't usually do that.
and we slept in mom's room.
You slept in our room a lot. You guys slept with mom a lot.
Yeah.
But I was out of the room for a while because of...
You were out for 14 days.
Oh, yeah, I was. Yes, that's right. Yeah, so that was actually fun for me too. Separate sharing. So thanks, darling. So did you like that we spent more time with each other?
Yeah.
Yeah? Huh? Did you like that we watched a lot of stuff? Be honest.
I wouldn't say yes, because, like, it's, first of all, it's not good for us. But it was also really fun.
Honest, thanks, baby. Eden, what about you?
Okay,
joyful heart.
So,
how do we apply that?
Yeah, one of the fun things we did as a family is there was this series that we were following, AGT, America's Got Talent.
You're right.
Which our family actually, we finished multiple episodes and watched them together. Like, since we all couldn't be near each other, we would be in a room, we'd watch movies, and after we'd go to our bedrooms and sleep. But this was one of the fun things we did with each other. We would also play board games, from what I remember. And what helped me stay joyful was also that verse, which my dad shared earlier. He will keep in perfect peace all of those whose thoughts are fixed on him. And it was a reminder for me to continually really fix my thoughts on God. And I want to be careful with saying this, but, you know, this, well, getting sick for our family and for me was really a reminder to be prepared for Jesus's coming and to really set my thoughts on him, not just while I'm sick, but even afterwards. And it was also a bit of a wake-up call for me that, you know, there's more than what's on this earth, and I need to set my mind on eternity, because sickness could happen anytime, death could come anytime. So am I really preparing for that? And, you know, being with our family and sharing this together, like what I said earlier, was really a joy, and that's what helped me stay joyful.
Beautiful. I was not expecting that. That's powerful. Yeah, you know, when you talk about fixing our thoughts on Jesus, it's not just on, well, God, help me now, and I won't worry about these things. But it really is literally, Lord, you know, this is very temporal. And so we need to have that in mind. So it's great.
Yeah. I had another insight that I wanted to share. Something that was really precious and important to us was, so we're part of a community where we meet with couples every week. And we've been doing this online, and we used to do it in person, right? And then when the pandemic came, we shifted to online. So we continued mentoring these couples, being a part of their lives, and then being a part of our lives and journeying alongside each other in the faith. And when we went through COVID, having them by our side and having them there for us was so
powerful
and so touching and so precious, because our whole household got it, even our household helps. And so that meant we were immobilized. We couldn't really go anywhere to even get food. Of course, you could still order food to be delivered, but our cook, her having to cook when she couldn't taste was another one of those comedic things that we kind of laughed about looking back. But they were so blessed. Our household help was so blessed. When our friends, the couples that, you know, we meet with on a regular basis would send food over constantly just so that we would be okay and just to send their love. And in fact, Edric and I have this thing that we say now, because we know about the five love languages of Dr. Gary Chapman, but we wanted to add a sixth, which is really food. I think food is the sixth love language. And it's one of the ways during this season that many of you, I'm sure, have expressed your love to people you care about, and how we really felt loved also when people would send us food just to let us know that they were thinking about us. We couldn't always enjoy all the different food that they sent over, because we couldn't taste things as well. But it was just really the thought that mattered so much to us. And I think, you know, during this season, when all of us are battling this disease and this pandemic, you really heal better when you heal together. And I think that was one of the principles that we learned and that we realized, that making sure that you maintain those relationships with your loved ones, with your friends, even during this season, is such a blessing, because we can be a blessing to them. Like, some of them got COVID and we tried our best to be a blessing to them. But when we got it, they were also a blessing to us. And when you feel that you're loved, when you feel like, you know, there's people looking out for you, you do heal better, right? Because emotions and the mental part is so connected to the physical as well. And then I think Edric summed it up nicely. At the end of the day, it was also, more importantly, the spiritual aspect that also helped us to heal, was having that perspective of, you know, let's focus on the Lord and go to him and know that he's going to take care of us.
Yeah. And maybe one last, just for this podcast, because there's so many things to cover actually, is if there's any time where we realize this age-old expression, right, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. One of the blessings which we look back on is how we came into it prepared. You know, we did not expect it. We did not want it. But when I say we came into it prepared, it's like many other challenges or crises in our life. The best time to battle it is not when it's happening. It's beforehand. So the hard question we have asked ourselves, even up to this point, is, for whatever challenges life might bring, are we prepared? So let me talk about that very practically. Because of the lifestyle of homeschooling, you know, that gave us so much flexibility, even during the pandemic, and even in the COVID experience, right? They were able to flex and do those things. We would exercise every day.
Not during when we were sick. Yeah.
When the pandemic hit, we decided to do that. And we started, doing that so that we would prevent it. But as we came into the COVID experience, of course, you know, having our bodies strong and our immunities up to the best of our abilities gave us a lot more peace. It wasn't like we were recklessly living. So we made sure that we exercised in the mornings together as a family, you know, cardio and strength and flexibility. And then Joy was very careful about the food that we would get. Our family generally doesn't eat junk food, right? Maybe a little bit of Cheetos here and there or a cookie. But generally, you know, the food Joy puts in, there's a lot of greens, you know, and there's a lot of fresh food as opposed to processed food. So that has been very helpful for us in preparing for health crisis like this pandemic. And, you know, when you go into it, you don't have this fear of, oh no, you know, maybe I didn't eat well and maybe our immunity is not going to be as good as we want, because we did our best to prevent or prepare by eating well and living well. And then the sleep time also is very important. We try to make it a point that the kids go to bed latest 9:10, and then we're able to wake up early for the exercise, 6:30, 7. So there's at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep that happens for them and for us. So those are a couple of things that, you know, I thank God that we were able to build into our family's lifestyle before the COVID hit. And it was a reminder to me and a reminder for all those that are listening that, once again, whatever state we are now, it's never too late to reset our system so that we are prepared to be not crisis-free, but crisis-proof. Do the right things that we know we can and should do now so that whenever or whatever that crisis is, we can weather it better with peace of mind, right? So those are some of the things that I learned financially. That's a whole other conversation, but also make sure, obviously, that you cover all those bases. You have the emergency funds ready, whatever health insurances that you need to start topping up now so that you are prepared, because those costs can skyrocket, as we've seen, and we've seen even in the people who we've counseled and I've had to work with, even financially as I consult with them. So those are a couple of things. And ultimately, this is how we want to end this podcast. There's nothing like making sure that at the end of the day, we are prepared to die. We will all die at some point, right? So whether we are adults as parents or whether it's our children, as Eden beautifully shared, it is great for us to make sure that that ultimate preparation is there so that everything else will be just a wonderful bonus, because we are prepared for that ultimate worst case scenario, if you will. We know that when we die, we will be in heaven. It's not we may or we might or we're not sure. And how do we do that, right? It says in Isaiah, told us, he will keep in perfect peace those whose thoughts are fixed on him and those who trust him. So the question is, do you trust God? Do you trust Jesus? As you're listening to this podcast, trusting Jesus basically means two things. It's not knowing him in our head. It is being able to say, I will surrender my whole life to you and will literally trust you to show me how to live it. That's one. And the second is, I will surrender even my eternity to you. I don't know. I can't do anything to actually earn that, but I know that you have sent your son Jesus to pay the price for my sins. And because he's done that, he's paid for it. It is done. I need to trust that that is enough and I will receive that. So effectively, trusting in God, trusting in Jesus is basically saying, I want you to be my Lord. I give you my whole life and I want you to be my Savior. You, I will trust that you have paid the price for all my sins and I don't need to earn it or do anything. I just need to receive it. So if we're able to do that, then we can say, I have peace. And with that peace, we can have perspective in living our lives, whether it's through a COVID experience, whether it's through the pandemic as a whole, or whatever other crisis we might face. So I hope that this podcast has been helpful for all of you. Kids, let's just say goodbye together. Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Goodbye!
Bye, buddy. Anything from you, babe?
Yeah, take care, everyone. Of course, stay safe, stay healthy, stay well, and keep trusting in the Lord to get us through this time, you know, really as a country, as a world.
God bless, guys. See you guys in the next episode of
Family Unboxed.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.